Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2305, Why Student Loans Are Not Good Debt, by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Hello again, and welcome to Optimal Finance Daily, the show where I read to you from some of the best money and finance blogs on the web, each and every day of the week, with the author's permission, of course. So let's hear today's post and start optimizing your life. Why Student Loans Are Not Good Debt, by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. When I was 18, I believed that going to college was my only option. I had naively thought that I would spend the rest of my life flipping burgers if I didn't go to college. Since my parents earned middle-class incomes, they couldn't afford to pay for my education, but I was too well off to qualify for any assistance other than loans. I was young and naive, and I believed my parents when they told me that student loans were good debt. It would be worth it, I thought, because I would make a lot of money after college. Then came the recession. A few years later, I finished grad school buried in massive debt with a low-paying job. I no longer agree with the idea that student loans are good debt. In some ways, student loan debt is actually the worst kind of debt to have. Number one, the ROI is often minimal. The best argument for student loans being good debt is the idea that getting a degree will help you land a higher paying job than you would have if you hadn't gone to college. The concept is referred to as the return on your investment. You're spending an absurd amount of money, but you'll make a lot of money after you graduate, so it's worth it, right? This type of thinking explains why people are still continuing to enroll in college despite the insane cost of tuition. There are two problems with this argument. The first issue is that making more money doesn't really matter if you also have more debt. Law school graduates frequently finish school with $100,000 to $200,000 of debt. Lawyers can earn high starting salaries, but with that amount of debt, many of them are still struggling financially. The second problem with this argument is that many degree programs offer a very minimal return on investment. How many people do you know who make six-figure salaries right off the bat with degrees in communications, psychology, philosophy, or any other majors? Here's my advice. If you're going to take on student loan debt, don't. Just don't. The only time it makes any sense to take on debt is if you take on a minimal amount and major in something practical that will make you a lot of money right after you graduate, like engineering or another STEM subject. Number two, the interest is killer. It's often the interest, not the principal, that keeps people from being able to make a dent in their loans. Interest starts to grow as soon as you take out that first student loan. It will continue growing during your four or more years of college and during the six-month grace period after graduation. If math isn't your strong suit, you might assume that someone with $75,000 of student loans and a 6% interest rate will pay $4,500 in interest on their loans. In reality, they will pay tens of thousands of dollars in interest. Why? Compound interest. Interest on student loans compounds. This means that the interest itself collects interest. This interest also accrues daily. If you have any periods of forbearance or deferment, interest continues to collect during this time and is capitalized, added to the principal, when you begin making payments again. And number three, you can't get rid of it. Student loan debt, unlike most other forms of debt, cannot be eliminated during bankruptcy. Because there are so many income-based repayment options that allow you to lower your monthly payments, it's hard to argue that you can't afford to make your student loan payments. Generally speaking, public student loans can only be discharged in the event that the borrower dies or becomes severely disabled. If you stop making your monthly payments, the lender will garnish your wages until the balance has been paid. Considering that the balance will continue to grow substantially due to interest, it may be a very, very long time before the loans are paid off. An alternative to debt. Student loans are often viewed as an okay debt to have because educational loans are considered good debt. While going to college might increase your future earning potential depending on what you major in, you don't have to go into debt to pay for your education. Believe it or not, you do have other options. Here's what I recommend. Work for a couple of years to save up the money for a two-year degree at a community college. Get your two-year degree while working at the same time. Take another break to work for a few years, then go back for your bachelor's at a public school when you can afford to pay cash for it. Depending on what field you work in, you may not even need a bachelor's degree. Whatever you decide to do, don't believe the lie that student loans are good debt. You just listened to the post titled, Why Student Loans Are Not Good Debt by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. for your extended 30-day free trial. It's clear to me that taking on student loans for your education is a topic that requires careful consideration before making any decisions. Although many people view student loans as a way to obtain a higher-paying job, this is not always the case. As highlighted in this article, there is a significant risk that the return on investment will be minimal. As Jen mentions, not all students with student loan debt are in the same boat, though. A student who completes a degree in science, technology, engineering, or math may have better job prospects than a student who majors in a non-STEM field. Another interesting point is the Finder.com survey that found nearly 40% of people who earn a college degree have doubts it was worth it. These doubts could arise from not using the degree in their field or not finding a job at all. This is a concerning fact that underscores the need for potential students to research their desired degree program thoroughly and go into it with eyes wide open. The article insinuates that student loans are the worst type of debt to have. While I agree that student loans can be a burden, they're not necessarily the worst type of debt. Student loans typically have lower interest rates compared to credit card or personal loan debt. Furthermore, student loans may offer repayment options that other types of debts do not offer, such as income-driven repayment plans. Student loan debt is a complex issue that requires careful consideration. Potential students should research degree programs thoroughly and understand the risks and benefits of taking on these loans. But that'll do it for this episode. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.